Nope. That's trash. This is garbage. Useless shit. More useless shit. What the fuck? Some dull stick? Jesus. No wonder they got slaughtered here. All these stupid humans brought nothing of value to the fight. Swear to God, I've been getting less and less loot with each battle. Guess the humans are running out of goods. Well, at least I got a good haul from following them around. I'll find some other army to trail later now that they're all dead. Damn shame, too. I was kind of rooting for the humans. Orcs are, fun to watch in a fight, but they're fucking disgusting the entire rest of the time. Awful what they'll do to that city, too. Guess I'll head back now. Not much good left. Or not. What do we have here? Well, look at this tough bastard. I remember watching you fight. Did you take down all these massive ugly fucks by yourself? Sure as hell looks like it. Ooh, and your shiny armor isn't completely torn to shreds either. Very nice, Mr. Knight. Very nice. Still, too bad they took you out. You seemed like the only good warrior here. Anyway, I'll just help myself to your armor now that you don't need it anymore. Let me see this helmet. Shit. Got smacked in pretty good. But how's your head? Guess that wasn't the killing blow. Your head looks fine enough. Fine indeed. Pretty hot for a human. Anyway. Okay, how the fuck do you get this armor off? Stupid fucking humans with their overly complicated bullshit. Is it too much to ask to just strap on a hunk of metal to your chest? I guess so. Because you all seem to need to add on all this extra bullshit. Oh, fuck. You're still alive. Damn. Even with what they did to you, you're still breathing, huh? I don't see how that can be, but, shit. I'd be cruel to leave you here to slowly, rot away. You, out of all these humans, definitely don't deserve that. A quick slice to the throat should do the job, you know? Don't worry, big guy. I'll make it quick. Real quick. Any second now. Yep. Fuck. Damn it. Damn it, damn it. Damn it. Why can't I? Fuck. Oh, I can't bring him back. That's stupid. I'm stupid. No point. He'll just die. I'll waste all that time and energy just for him to die. No point to it. No point. No point. Fuck. Swear to God, you are lucky I am a very generous goblin. You better be worth it, motherfucker. You better not darn me, you stupid, sexy human. You actually waking up this time? Nice! Didn't expect this, but I guess I'm one hell of a good doctor. Hey! Hey! You there? You hear me? Come on, Mr. Knight. Let me know you're not brain dead or something. Did you win? That's really the first thing you're gonna ask? No. Where am I? Or, I'm alive? Or, thank you so much, oh gracious and beautiful goblin, for saving my life. Fucking asshole. Well, hate to break it to you, but you got slaughtered. Didn't even put up a good fight either. I mean, you might have, but the rest of your humans didn't. Hey! Hey! I'm right here. Open your damn eyes. Hey, stop moving. Stop. I know I'm some disgusting goblin, but this goblin was the one who saved your ungrateful ass. Now sit back down before your wounds open up again. And I think at least a thank you is in order before you try to kill me. No, I didn't bring you back from near death to torture and eat you. Fucking seriously? What a waste of time that would be. No, I saved you because... You must be worth something. That's right, you owe me some money or something, surely. Look, we can talk about that later. First, I think you need some food and water, right? Look, don't try to hide it. I've been trying to give you stuff while you were out, but you barely kept anything down. You kept fucking throwing up and shit. It was awful. You're probably starving, so shut up and eat my soup. It's not poisoned or anything, I promise. There's the where am I question again. You're in my house, which is a cave up in the Kashmir Mountains. Nice, ain't it? A little damp and, you know, dire wolves sometimes wander in. But it's homey. I like it and kind of proud of what I've done here. Carry you all the way up here? Yeah, right. I'm a tough bitch, but hell no. Couldn't even drag you 10 feet. I got a strong mule and a cart, which you just barely fit in, by the way. I'd toss out some good loot for you, too, so, you owe me for that as well. Huh? Absolutely not. There's no others, just me. Fuck sticking with a clan. You humans hate us for a good reason, you know? Most goblins are a bunch of wild, horny dumbasses who think they're some tough shit when they're really just a bunch of tiny cock weaklings. Absolutely miserable to be around, especially as a female. Trust me, going off on my own has been the best decision of my life. Anyway, yep. Been doing pretty well for myself scavenging around. You see, I've been following your army for quite a while now. I like to scavenge the battlefields for good loot. Anyway, here's your soup. Eat it. It's just wolf meat. Eat it. Not bad, right? Yeah, anyway, I've been picking up after your battles with the orcs, and I've been finding some real valuable shit. I guess that also meant all the humans with the good gear were the ones dying, so, maybe that's why you finally got wiped out. Oh, come on, don't give me that look. I wasn't spitting on the bodies or anything. I was just picking up what was left behind. If you don't want me to take anything, maybe you should have sucked less. Clean up after yourselves, Jesus. Oh. It's not about the stuff, huh? But That you knew those humans. That's. Well. Sorry about that. I honestly didn't do anything to their bodies, if that makes you feel any better. So, anyway, that's how I found you. I was picking over that last fight and saw a knight with some gorgeous armor. I thought, damn, that's gotta be worth my weight in gold. But when I went over, you were, unfortunately, still alive. So I brought you back, and now you're here. And you owe me, I guess. The hell do you mean that doesn't make sense? I saved you, you pay me. That's some simple shit. I thought humans were good with their brains. Yeah, could have just, taken the armor then, but, I thought, fucking shit, what did I think? I thought you might give me more stuff. Maybe you have something hidden away, or you could pay me some gold, maybe? You really don't have anything else? Fuck, that is not what I was hoping for. Well, nothing to do about that. But it's not a problem. Just leave me that armor and we can call it a deal. You can keep the helmet, too. Since it got all banged up, it won't be worth that much. What do you mean you still need it? No, you don't. Psh, the city? You're not doing shit for that city. It's been days since the orcs beat you out of its walls, so I'm sure they've pillaged the place to the ground by now. So there, no need to worry about it. You don't need to go fight anymore. Holy shit, what's with that look? What are you so upset about? It's not like... Oh no. Oh no. Was that your home? Oh god, it was your home, wasn't it? Fuck. I didn't mean to. Fuck. Opening your stupid fucking mouth on that. Come on, what's wrong with you? Didn't need to say that. Humans actually care about. Shit. I didn't actually see the orcs attack when I was there, so maybe it's okay. There are a lot of orcs, but the city could have held them off, right? You can go check on it once you're feeling better. You know? I really honestly, happened to watch you a lot during the battles. You were a badass out there. I thought it was really cool how you would always lead the charge and then just tear those works up. Battle after battle. You're a real warrior, you know? Brave and strong. It never seemed like you'd back down. You just kept fighting. I don't know exactly, why I saved you, but I think that was the reason. You were fighting so hard out there, to save your city, I guess, that it didn't seem right to let you die like that. Buried under a bunch of stinking orc bodies that you killed, you didn't deserve that. You deserved to live. You're not dead now, so at least you can help more people, right? You're welcome, human. You still want to go to there, don't you? Yeah, I get it. I think you should rest more, but I won't stop you from leaving. You could even change your armor here. I have some other pieces that might fit you. Nah. Don't worry about owing me. A little charity can be nice once in a while, even for a goblin. You really are persistent. What a noble knight you are. Shit. I don't know why I'm even gonna ask this, but, you know, it's nice being by myself all the time. Trust me, love it. But sometimes it does get a bit lonely, so if you happen to, you know, not get yourself killed, and you would also just happen to find yourself in these very isolated and dangerous mountains again, where I live, would you mind paying me another visit? You wouldn't have to stay for a while or anything. It would be fine if you only stop in to say hi or whatever the fuck. But I know I'm some nasty little green skin, and you've got a lot more important things to do, so this is kind of a pointless request. Alright, if you just happen to be strolling through the area, you better stop by. Thanks. That's a promise. And I'll come kill you if I hear you were nearby and didn't say hello. Alright, human. Let's get your ass ready to go. Okay. Stay safe out there, and good luck. The hell? Oh, shit. Looks like something wants to die. Hey! Go ahead, show yourself. Yeah, come on in, I dare ya. I got a pointy spear that I am dying to shove up someone's... human? Oh, shit. Hello. Been a while, huh? I didn't actually think I'd see you again. But damn, you look just as bad as when you left. Yeah, no, of course, you can come in. I'm not actually going to shove my spear up. Just get in here. Here. Go ahead and lay down on my bedroll. You look like you need a break. And take that fucking armor off, too. That shit is way too heavy, and you need to relax. So, how was the city? Oh, that really is awful. Look, I'm not so good at saying the right things, but I will say I am truly sorry. While I can't claim I've ever been in your position, I have lost close friends before. It's hard. Real hard. So, shit. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut. I don't know why I'm talking here. I'm not gonna make you feel any better. Really? Talking with me will make you feel better? Well, I don't fucking see how. But if that's what you think, then, tell me what happened. You did save some people? That's great! You really are a fucking hero, you know that? So you broke some people out of that camp, and then what? Okay, found some merchants to take care of them. But then what? What happened after that? What do you mean, then, I came here? Why did you come here? Why didn't you go with them? Something else must have happened, right? Fuck the debt. You aren't serious, are you? You didn't head back into their camp to slice up the rest of them? Or, if you didn't want to die, don't you have some family or friends left in another city you could have gone to? Really? Really? No one. But still, you could have gone with them to some other human city. Maybe you could join up with another army and make those fucking orcs pay. That's what you wanted, right? Not to climb up some shitty mountain to see some stupid goblin. Yeah, I know I saved your life. Big deal. So what? Okay, shit, calm down. Sorry. I didn't know it meant that much to you. All that bullshit human honor matters that much, huh? Well, you're welcome. But, you're free to go now that you've paid back our stupid promise. You can stay for a while, too, if that's really what you want. I'm happy to have some company again. Really? Deadass? You liked it? Yeah, I've got plenty of my special wolf stew cooking up right now. I'll grab you a big bowl once it finishes simmering. I think you need to relax some more after all that bullshit you went through. So, while you're laying there, I'm just gonna unzip your... This is just a traditional goblin technique. When someone's had a rough time, it's polite to help them out. Yep, just what a good clanmate does. Everyone feels better after they come, but, I mean, if you don't want me to, that's fine as well. You're really okay with this? You sure? You sure it's not gross for a goblin to touch you like this? Well, okay, you said so. I know it must have been rough out there for you, so I'd like to make you feel a little better. So, I'll get your cock out and jerk you off real quick. You'll feel better, and then we can be done. Holy shit! Your cock is huge! Do all humans? No way. Fuck, I've really been missing out. This isn't against some weird human knightly code, right? No laws against jerking you off? Good. You were rock hard before I even finished taking it out anyway. You wouldn't have said no even if it was illegal. Were you planning on coming back here just to fuck me or something? That's all that was on your mind, wasn't it, huh? Nasty, horny human. That's fine, though. I mean, like I said, it's, only polite to help someone out when they need it, and it looks like you really need it. Fuck. Yes, it is goblin tradition. I promise. Fuck, okay, fine. I did just make it up. It's just that I can't help myself around strong warriors. A warrior that can just take what they want and cut down anyone who stands in their way. Fuck. God, I love that. Watching you in those battles. Wow. I've never seen a warrior with that kind of
raw power, with that strength, you should be able to have whatever and whoever you want. Oh God, it gets me dripping wet thinking about what you could do to me, and when you walked in here absolutely reeking of that powerful man stench. Oh God, do you have any idea what that does to me? That kind of smell drives goblins to a fucking frenzy. You are lucky I have some self-control. Plus, this massive cock is so tempting, too. God, see how tiny my hand looks around you? Oh, fuck. Imagining that inside me. Does my hand feel good? Am I doing that good of a job for you? Good. I really want to make you feel better. Oh, fuck. Human, you're so big. Oh, goodness. Fuck. I would like to ask you for a favor. While you've been here, I remembered how lonely I've actually been. It's nice here, but without another person, sometimes it begins to eat away after so many years. You know, like, I don't know, 10, so. Anyway, I'm starting to get to, well, I've been at an age for a while now where I really want children. My body needs children. And God, to be honest, I've been so fucking horny up here all by myself, and I desperately need to be bred. So, please, fuck, can you give that to me? Ooh, 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 hey, whoa, now, put me down. Oh, on your lap, is this, does this mean yes? Yes? Oh, wow, holy fucking motherfucking shit. I'm gonna ride you, then I'm gonna ride you better than any human whore could ever dream of. This tight little goblin cunt is gonna milk that cum out of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, fuck. You're so fucking big, human. Oh, God. This is what I've needed for so long. Oh, fuck. I've needed a real cock inside me. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. More. Oh. 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 Yes, thank you. I've been dreaming of the day that I could feel something like this. Oh, Jesus Christ. Every night I rub this dripping pussy, thinking about a real warrior filling me up with his cum just like you. Those thoughts of him shooting his seed deep into me and filling me up with children are always floating around in my mind. Now they're coming. Fuck, they're coming true. I've tried to hunt down some little goblin boys, but they're just so fucking pathetic. I promised myself I would only ever let a real warrior knock me up, and that's you. I only want your potent seed inside my pussy. I only want you to give me my beautiful children. I only need your amazing cock inside me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck, human. Oh, God. Stretch me out. Oh, it feels so fucking good. I bet this soft, tight pussy is the best thing you've ever felt. I bet I'm squeezing that cock so hard every time I come down on it, and the pressure must be irresistible. Oh, God, I know it is for me. I feel like I'm your tight little cock sleeve right now that you need to fill up. The way I grip around you with my walls begging for your cum. Oh, please. There's no way you can hold back, and I can't either. So don't you dare hold back. Just use me as hard as you want. Play with me, rough, please. As rough as you want, as long as you fill me up, please. You're gonna fuck me like this, standing up. That's really fucking hot. Go ahead and fuck me. Hold me tight. Hold me down and pound me as fast and hard as you can. You better not drop me though. This is what I've been waiting for. Strong arms holding me while you use my body. Oh, fuck. Till there's nothing left. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. It feels so fucking good. My whole body shakes every time you slam into me. My entire body is begging you for more. Please, please keep fucking me just like that. Just like that. Oh, fucking aliens. Keep using me. Please. Keep going until there's nothing left. Fuck. I never imagined that human cock would be this fucking good. My body can't get enough of this. Oh, yeah. I could bounce me on you for a week straight. Fill me up over and over again. I'd come so much I'd lose my mind. Oh, fuck. With your stamina, I could do it. Could you keep fucking your little goblin whore? Could you fill her tight pussy over and over until she's just a quivering? Oh, fuck. Dripping mess. Oh, that's right. Why not? Yes, you could. Yes, you fucking could. I want that so badly. Oh, God, I want you inside me forever. I need you pounding your cum into me all the time. I need you to fill me up right now. Fill me up with cum and give me your children, please. Oh, fuck, that's all I need right now. That's all I'll ever need. Please, please come for me. Please come inside me. Please come inside me. I'm so close. You need to give me everything you have right now. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh. 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 I've never fucking felt like that before. Oof.
You really brought the slutty goblin out of me with that dick. Oh, wow. I'm gonna lay here right on top of you for a while, if you don't mind. I'm exhausted, and your strong chest feels super comfortable. There's no way you didn't knock me up after all that. So, thank you for giving me what I wanted. Gotta say, didn't think you'd have the energy for that, but it seemed like you really needed to let it out there, too. So, I guess we both got what we wanted. Human? I know you have a lot on your mind, and I'm sure there are many things you plan to do, but, promise me you'll stay here for at least tonight. Tomorrow, we'll talk about how to make things right with your people and your city, whatever it is you want to do. But just give me this one night first. Thank you, my knight. Oh, fuck. That soup's probably ready now. You stay here. I'll go get us some.